Welcome back in here, AM 1400 KJFF. It's a basketball season, that's right, and the Herculaneum Black Cats girls program coming off a nice year last year and got pretty much everybody back. We're joined now by the head coach, Coach Riley Blair. And Coach Blair, we talk about that, two seniors last year graduating, but now a very senior-laden kind of group yourself and some experience, but most importantly, I bet you're just excited to get back out on the basketball court, huh?
Yeah, definitely. You know, we're looking forward to the season. I mean, having so many seniors that have had 3 years of basketball experience on the varsity level. You know, we're looking forward to this season, but first couple of weeks of practice have been very well, and we've had a lot of things accomplished, and the girls are looking really well.
Coach, for you, when you take a look at your roster, you mentioned all those seniors and all those starters with so many girls getting action last year. I mean, you're going to get girls like Arian Fuller back, Ashley Lodike coming back as well, Emily Fisher. With this senior kind of laden group and whatnot, are the expectations pretty high internally for you?
You know, I think so. I think our kids, one, in the form of it, they're really looking forward to the season. Their expectations are shooting to the highest point we can be, and you know, I think with these kids and this experience and the, you know, the success they've had over the last 2 years in volleyball and in basketball, I think it's going to feed off of that and hopefully they have a great senior basketball season.
Yeah, they got to a district championship in volleyball as well, so I imagine that hunger will probably most certainly carry over. Which of those seniors do you kind of expect to be the big vocal leaders of the team?
You know, I mean, our captain and kind of our vocal leader on the floor is Emily Fisher. She's just kind of fit that role the last couple of years for us and really just kind of making those things happen, you know, on and off the floor as a part of a leadership should be. You know, all five of those kids that are our seniors this year are a valuable asset to our program. You know, Ashley Lodike, you know, set a school record last year with 83 threes in a season. Rayanne Fuller is going to have a, you know, pretty good shot at breaking their all-time rebounding record here. So, Warren Partney, you know, she's with under 300 points away from, you know, breaking 1,000 points on her career. So a lot of good things are going to be happening here, and I'm looking forward to it.
Coach, what have you seen in the early parts of practice?
You know, the girls have really come focused. I think having the success and, you know, in volleyball with a lot of those girls, you know, and then filing to get to that championship game and just calling short, they seemed like they wanted to drive to, you know, get to that level in basketball. And so, you know, the first 2 weeks have been really good. I mean, I thought our first week of practice was probably one of the best practices on the first week of the season that I've had since I've been here in my 7 years. So, you know, that says a lot about the program and the seniors that are out there. They, you know, they put the focus on let's work hard and let's get to that next goal.
You mentioned a lot of the records that are going to be happening and accomplishments, the 1,000 points, the potential rebounding record. We talked about 3-point record from last year as well. So what's that mean to the program to have all those really good things kind of happening with you guys right now and all these good possibilities coming forward that, you know, barring any injury or anything like that, going to be set for the Black Cats?
You know, that's something that we took a big change in the last few years, the way we started our program and the way we've kind of pushed it forward. You know, offensively and defensively, we do a lot of different things that most people probably don't do on a normal annual basis. So, you know, these records that we have are an assist to the kids that we have around us. I mean, they work hard. They're in the summer, and they're all summer long working on things, getting better. And, you know, so I mean, our entire program, 7 through 12, has had the most kids this past year try out than any other year in the last 7 that we've had. So I think the experience, you know, the success is leading off on down the entire level.
Have you seen anybody that's kind of stood out in terms of the younger ages that's kind of stepped up that's going to really be able to help this senior cast?
You know, I mean, another one from last year is Taylor Metcalf. She's a sophomore, and she's going to see some valuable minutes. She's just an all-around good basketball player. I mean, makes some smart decisions with the basketball in her hand, plays great defense. You know, we'll have a senior that didn't play last year, in Casey Elistopetis. She's a real quick point guard for us, and she can really see the floor and get up and down, play some great defense. Well, then we have a couple of freshmen that are hoping to try to see some minutes at the varsity level this year. And so, you know, I think we have a pretty good and loud group of about 12 girls that could see in some minutes, and which I think is a huge advantage for us.
Is it going to be a lot of the high-energy, up-tempo offense and pressure defense that we saw last year with you guys?
Yeah, and I think it'll be even more so this year just because we have a little bit extra numbers. We're still gonna get after it in full court, you know, and we're gonna sub in, sub out, and keep a fresh leg on the floor, and we're gonna get out and run and shoot, and hopefully get some rebounds off those missed shots and get some easy buckets. We're gonna play the same kind of tempo and hopefully some good success.
Coach, I asked you a little earlier about the internal expectations and things like that. Have there been any goals or anything of that nature that you guys have kind of set that you hope to get out and accomplish?
You know, the last two seasons we've been 19-8, and these girls have really, you know, wanted to get to that next level of winning 20 games on a season. And, that's one of our goals. And the other one is being conference champs. And, you know, last year we became conference champs with Grandview. And so I think our girls are really hungry for the opportunity to maybe be a conference champ outright. And we're going to have our hands full in the conference. I mean, there's pretty good teams available here. So that's one of our other goals, to be conference champs. And then, you know, we want to make it to the district championship game and give ourselves a chance to win one. So I think those three goals are where we're driving our mind here. And so I think the kids have kind of bought into that.
Coach, you mentioned the conference as well. What are you expecting this year from the conference in terms of the competition level?
Well, you know, Grandview's going to be very successful. I mean, they got the great Macy Kitcher side inside, and she's going to be a battle test. And then their great man-to-man defense that they always put together the last couple of years. And, they're going to be a solid force on the front side. And Pius has got everybody coming back from last year. And so, you know, there's a lot of experience that they got coming back, and, you know, our seven, just a gritty group, really plays physical and hard. And then you can take into consideration that you got St. Vincent on the other side down there. And, you know, anytime every year they seem to be very, very good group of kids that, you know, just play well together and been involved with it. You know, and then Crystal City, on the other hand, you know, they've got a lot of kids. I mean, got everybody back from last year and then got a decent freshman group that's coming in. So, and I think the conference is very compatible, and I think it'll be a good year.
No doubt about it, Coach. I know that there's a way for people to support the Herculaneum Black Cats girls program as well. A little trivia night coming up for you guys. Want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we're going to have our second annual trivia night December 3rd, I believe. So December 2nd, I apologize, December 2nd. It's a Saturday night at the Mississippi Eagles there in Crystal City. And you know, we have a great event. We put on a great event with a lot of great prizes and raffle baskets, and then, you know, it's emceed by Jeff Whitener here that works at the radio station there, and it's just a great all-around event, and, you know, we look forward to that every year. And at the right now, we have about 20 tables. We're looking for to get about 5 or 10 more if we can, and, you know, make it a great event for the whole entire program.
Awesome. And how much does that cost and things of that nature?
You know, it's $120 for a table of eight, so that's about $15 a person, and that's if you wanted to come in the night of, you're welcome to do that. Or if you need to contact me here at the school, my email address, and I'm more than welcome to do that. But $620 for a table of eight, and that's $15 a person.
Fantastic. Coach Blair, anything you'd like to add about the upcoming 2017-2018 season? You guys get started, what is it, next week, next Monday, is that right?
Yeah, we start out next Monday at home against Windsor. We'll have a three-game night with a freshman JV University game on tap, so 4:30 starts at home with the freshman game. And so, you know, we're looking forward to hopefully a very successful season, you know, hopefully a non-injury and staying healthy. And, you know, that's the most important thing is trying to stay healthy and keep the kids, excited about what our opportunities are moving forward.
Coach, as always, appreciate you taking some time to speak with us. And we're right underway, tip-off right around the corner here, huh?
Yeah, we're excited. We're ready, and you know we're gonna start out with this Friday with our jamboree. So, we'll see how you kind of feel out and see how things go, and then get ready for it. So, I think our kids are excited. I'm excited, and our coaching staff is more than excited about what great things we have coming forward.
Fantastic! Thanks for coming on, Coach.
I appreciate it. Thanks all for the coverage.
That's Herculaneum Black Cats girls basketball coach Riley Blair joining us here on Sports Talk here on AM 1400 at KJFF. That's right, basketball season, girls hoops right around the corner. Would you believe it? And we're going to go ahead and keep getting you ready for more basketball coverage as well. That's coming your way next year on AM 1400 KJFF as we get set to hear from the head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays boys basketball program. That'll be Coach Nick Zinker. That's coming your way next year on Sports Talk here on this Monday afternoon on AM 1400 KJFF.